Network, because you can handle the truth. Truth.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. Interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. Grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those women moan boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. Came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, 'cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Hey, folks, here we are on May. Let's make it May 13th, 2019, here at the Trump Phenomenon. We're together for 1 hour here on our Monday through Friday, 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern show. I'm James Kelso, your host on this live program, and you're invited to be part of the liveliness at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Just dial it in and you'll get a friendly engineer in Round Rock, Texas, which is the home of the Republic Broadcasting Network, which you so assiduously support with your contributions. And I am going to insist upon that. Let's keep this thing flourishing. Let's get it growing. Let's replace the lamestream media. Let's replace Wolf Blitzer and Anderson Cooper. Let's replace these clowns. And the way to do that is put your shoulders to the wheel and shove with cash. The support is good. Liking the show is good. Listening to the show is good. Telling someone else is even better. But best of all, send in money. That's the mother's milk, the lifeblood of building an organization. And that's exactly what we need to do. And as Mike Ribeiro makes clear in his announcement piece that's so eloquent, the advertising is not the way to go. It doesn't cut the mustard. And the left is, what do they call, what's the term they use? Demonetizing. And then they have another phrase, deplatforming their opposition. This is what they like to do. They like to kill their opposition, get rid of it. They don't believe in free speech. Free speech for a left-winger is his or her freedom to speak. That's what free speech is. Really, that's what they think free speech is. Your freedom to speak is not free speech. Your freedom to speak is, in fact, what's the term? You know what it is. There are two terms, hate speech or racism. Those are the two. Anytime you open your mouth, that's what's coming out, hate speech or racism. They believe that. They really do believe that, because you are a hater and you are a racist. So when you open your mouth, that's what comes out. And you should be shut up. For social justice warriors, that is a social good, the value of which preempts other values, like the stupid Bill of Rights. Anyway, created by old white guys, who were actually quite young men when they created the Bill of Rights, weren't they? Look at the ages of some of the founding fathers. They were young fellows, many of them. But now I guess they're old white men, now that they're on postage stamps, or, well, less and less they're on postage stamps. You know, there was a great day in American history. I used to be a philatelist. Don't tell anybody. I used to be a philatelist when I when I was a kid. I had enough money to have a stamp collection. And I had some really good stamps. But collecting stamps in America was way back, you know, when America was great. The first time, when America was great, when you collected stamps, the people honored on those stamps were Jefferson and Madison and Washington, and the commemorative stamps of America honored great events like Lindbergh's flight. I think that was one of the first stamps honoring a living American, was a flight honoring Lindbergh's 1927 transatlantic flight. Anyway, you could learn history. It was wonderful. It was inspiring. The old white guys on the stamps were handsome and inspiring. I guess the old white ladies also. We had plenty of stamps with ladies on them. And anyway, that's not the case anymore. Look at what philately has gone into the toilet. The stamps are hardly worth collecting. Current stamps. I mean, it's almost like a pointless thing to collect stamps, current stamps. They're so politically correct. It's just hogwash. Anyway, the quality has gone down too, as the the intellectual quality has gone down. The actual physical, another thing that I was, as well as being a philatelist, I was an engraver. And made engravings on copper, the same exact same way that stamps used to be printed, engraved on copper. And boy, those were magnificent pieces of art, fantastic engraving art on our stamps. Also etching and lithography. It was beautifully, beautifully done. Now the stamps are just offset lithography. They're printed the same way magazines are printed. And it's, what's the point of collecting that? Anyway, enough about philately. Let's go to the last 24 hours of the Trump phenomenon. Let's catch up on what Donald Trump has been doing to save our bacon. And I'll go to your calls if you can elucidate and expound upon some of those things that the president's been doing. And if you're a griper, you can call in and gripe. The president's not doing anything. He's not doing it. Did you know that? He's not doing anything. He's the problem? Yes. Yes, the greatest president we've ever had. And one, by the way, who certainly should have some engraved stamps. Oh, what a face, what a jaw for a great engraving. And what hair, you got to have good hair for a good engraving. Look at the engravings of Andrew Jackson, that flowing hair, one of Donald Trump's heroes. And you want to be kind of serious in your look. If you only have one tooth, like President Washington, who had one tooth. I love it. One of the things I love so much about George Washington, he had one tooth. I don't know which one, but I really love that tooth. And of course, so George Washington really, when sitting for a portrait, really was not, it was not a good idea to smile with an open mouth. So he had a very serious demeanor in his portraiture. By the way, were these tough guys? Were these tough men and women in that colonial period of America? They sure were. Do you know that 25% of all deaths, I believe this is what I read, I think it's right, 25% of all deaths were due to dental infections. Yeah, they died from abscesses, 25% of deaths. So not an easy time to be alive, not an easy time to get on a boat if you were a pilgrim or you were colonizing Jamestown. Anyway, let's launch into the last 24 hours. But America was great. Life was tough, but America was great. Now life's easy, and America kind of sucks. Here we have... he's got... How many tweets does the president have today? Let's see how far back we go. Make my day. I just found this out. I wasn't aware of this. My day is complete. This is the highlight of my day. This afternoon, the president tweets 6 hours ago, President Trump welcomed Prime Minister Viktor Orban of Hungary to the Oval Office. Oh my gosh. What a meeting that must have been. Here's some audio. We actually have some audio from that meeting. Let's play it.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. It's a great honor to have with us the Prime Minister of Hungary. And Viktor Orban has done a tremendous job in so many different ways. Highly respected, respected all over Europe. Probably like me, a little bit controversial, but that's okay. That's okay. You've done a good job and you've kept your country safe. We'll be discussing NATO.
You've kept your country safe. And of course, the two men are laughing. As the president says, probably like me, a little bit controversial. You've done a good job. You've kept your country safe. And right there, President Trump is communicating to you, talking about another prime minister or president, as it were. He is leader of a country that keeping our country safe is his at the center of his program. And that he has an obligation to do that. He does not have an obligation to provide free medical care for illegal aliens. That's Joe Biden's concept of his obligation. That's the word he used, obligation. We have an obligation. Now, Joe Biden really stepped in it with that comment, which he made in the last 24 hours. This is wonderful. Thank you, blabbermouth Joe Biden. That's a good term for him. Creepy, sleepy Joe Biden. But how about blabbermouth? Blabbermouth Biden. I'll propose that to the president. Blabbermouth Biden, because this is how Biden may defeat himself. He has a problem with blabbermouth. He just can't shut up. And what he said when he said that Americans, tax-paying Americans, that's you, Mr. and Mrs. America out there, that's you. You have an obligation. And what kind of an obligation? You have a moral, obviously. He's speaking about a moral obligation. Remember, what did Joe Biden said? He was asked, what is your campaign slogan? The president has Make America Great Again. And Joe Biden says, my campaign slogan is Make America Moral Again. Mama, make America moral again. Mama. He could use as his theme, he could use, what is that song from Queen? Mama, ooh, that song. What's the name of that song? It's their biggest hit. Anyway, that could be his opening song at his rallies. What's that guy's name? The leader of Queen. It'll come to me in a moment. Anyway, make America moral again. So you have a moral obligation to pay for illegal aliens. So now, how many do you have a moral obligation to pay for? Well, all of them. Kamala Harris said that in the last 24 hours. All of them, all and any who have a medical need must be taken care of to the same standard that you are. Or maybe better. Yeah, I guess better. So Joe Biden, blabbermouth Biden, really stepped in it. He really put his head into the bear trap. Because how do you get out of that one? America is not going to elect that platform plank. No way. No way. So how does he back out of that? Maybe that's another nickname for him. Back out Biden. When he tries to back out of that one, let's call blabbermouth Biden back out Biden. I love the president's nicknaming of people. It's a great, you know, what nicknaming someone does is it's a great form of it's a great intellectual activity of encapsulating someone's ideas, characterizing their activities, identifying, specifying. It's good science. It's good rhetoric. It's good thinking to name people so that you've got them spotted. You know, like the sort of thing that cops do. They identify who the bad guys are in a neighborhood. Who are the creeps in our neighborhood? And that's what cops do down at the station. What do you think they do down at the station? They're looking over their beat. They're looking over their area, and they're saying, "What's going on over there at over there on First Avenue in that yellow house over there? What's going on in there? Is that bad guys over there?" That's what they talk about. They're characterizing people. What is the term the police use when they identify people? Profiling. Profiling is where it's at, baby. If you're not profiling, you're a dummy. If you're not going through life profiling, finding the good deals, what are you doing when you're finding the good deals? When you wander through a store and you're scanning all, what are you doing? You're profiling. You're looking at the prices, comparing quality, price, okay? You're profiling. And that you come up with good deal, good buy, must buy. You're profiling the products. That's what life for successful or effective people is, a process of profiling. What are you doing when you don't drive in a certain neighborhood? What are you doing when you don't let your daughter drive through a certain neighborhood in the middle of the night at a certain time? You're profiling. You're profiling for danger. And a person who doesn't is a dumbass who doesn't give a hoot about his child's safety. Anyway, so blabbermouth Biden, who is going to try to become back out Biden. But how do you do that? Now, Tucker Carlson there's this guy named, I think his name is Richard Goodstein, was his guest as the left wing monkey that he puts up on display, which is great. And Goodstein was trying to explain his way out of the Biden comment, and Tucker was nailing him on it over and over again. He read the quote from Biden over and over again. Here's the quote: moral obligation. We have an obligation. Question to Joe Biden, must we provide medical care to illegal aliens? And his answer was yes. And Richard Goodstein said over and over again, well, he didn't say yes to that question. Well, yes, he did, you dumbass. He said yes, Y-E-S. Yes. Do you have trouble with that word, Mr. Goodstein? Because he's recognizing, Goodstein, who's a demon rat political operative, is recognizing that his new poster boy, Joe Biden, put his head in a bear trap. He's trying to get it out of there. We'll be right back.
Make a Ford and a Chevy. It'll still last 10 years like the show. The best of the free life is still yet to come. And the good times ain't over for good.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive.
Hey, we're back, folks. We've got lines open here, I think. Yes, we do. And we have some callers, George in Texas, Dr. Kelly in California, and Bruce in Texas. We'll get to all three of you in just a moment. But for me, the highlight of the day, Viktor Orban, one of my heroes, and I know one of yours folks out there, the Hungarian Prime Minister. And he, one of the nicknames, correctly identifying, by the way, Viktor Orban, profiling him correctly so that you know you can understand, you know, who he is. You know, it's why we name things. It's why Europeans named the elements and created the table of elements. Viktor Orban is named correctly the Trump before Trump. Viktor Orban actually appeared on the scene as a patriot leader ahead of Donald Trump. Ahead of his ascendancy and appearance on the scene. So Viktor Orban, but Viktor Orban is the first to say Trump is the big dog here. Trump is the guy who has, although he appeared on the scene after Orban, it is Trump who has created the Trump phenomenon. Orban himself, as great as Orban is, there would never have been an Orban phenomenon. Trump magnifies Orban, let's put it that way. And that's one thing that he's doing today by meeting Viktor Orban. A guy like Obama probably would refuse to meet with Viktor Orban. Probably would be he would shun Viktor Orban. In fact, does Orban go back into the... Yes, Orban goes back into the ears of the Obama administration. I'll bet you a dollar to a donut. He was, in fact, shunned by Barack Hussein Obama and all the other goons on the left. Let's look at a couple of the coverages here of Viktor Orban, and let's refresh our information here on Viktor Orban for just a moment here. I'll come up with some of those dates for you that I just speculated upon. Viktor Orban is how old? He is born in, my goodness, he's a young guy. Born in 1963, he's 55 years young. The name of his political party is Fidesz, F-I-D-E-S-Z. In the European, let me see here, he has some children. He was born in a rural middle-class family, eldest son of an entrepreneur and agronomist. This is interesting. He received a scholarship from the Soros Foundation. Well, boy, that came back to bite George Soros, because it's Viktor Orban who threw George Soros' sorry ass out of his native Hungary. Soros is a Hungarian, and sort of. And Viktor Orban threw him out and threw his college out. Viktor Soros scholarshiped him to study political science at Pembroke College, Oxford. And quite an odyssey for Viktor Orban, one of the founding members in 1988 of Fidesz. And in 1989, Orban gave a speech in Heroes Square, Budapest, on the occasion of the reburial of Imre Nagy and other national martyrs of the 56th Hungarian Revolution. He demanded free elections and the withdrawal of Soviet troops. And his political rise began after that, and so on. We'll go into all the detail. But anyway, let's listen to Viktor Orban with Donald Trump. Let's get some of this audio here. Here it is.
Thank you very much. It's a great honor to have with us the Prime Minister of Hungary. And Viktor Orban has done a tremendous job in so many different ways. Highly respected all over Europe. Probably like me, a little bit controversial, but that's okay. That's okay. You've done a good job and you've kept your country safe. We'll be discussing NATO. As you know, Hungary is a proud member of NATO. And we've really gotten to know each other a little bit. We'll be discussing trade, very much so, and lots of other subjects. We'll be meeting with representatives of Hungary later on with the Prime Minister, and we'll spend some very good time together. So, Mr. Prime Minister, thank you very much for being at the White House. Thank you very much. It's a great honor.
Well, I'm with you.
Thanks.
Now, Orban speaks next, so when we come back from this break, let's all listen to Viktor Orban. Stay tuned.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big John.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Go to our callers, and I'll tell you, I was just trying to light the fire here with the news items. There's so much. It's so good. It's wall to wall. I'm just going down the Breitbart headlines today. Every single story is a gem. You could do a whole day's discussion on every single story. And Blabbermouth Biden is really going at it. The left is losing it completely. It's showtime, folks, and it's wonderful, but it's also awful, because these stories that are in fact bizarre and amazing, they are very consequential. For instance, here's a story: illegals are being flown inland. Flown, you can't afford an airline flight. You didn't visit your mother this Mother's Day because you couldn't afford an airline ticket. Well, no problem if you're an illegal. They're being flown, folks. Inside your country, all over the country. I think it's $16,000 a flight to book these flights. Amazing. Being flown into the country. And these people, now get this, by the way. You get the severity of the situation. And Chris Kobach, of Kansas has made the point that we're in a, this is an existential moment of dilemma of death for America. These illegals that are being flown all over your country, what are they going to do after they get off their airplane? What do they start? Well, maybe while they're on the airplane, they're procreating. You know, maybe in the bathroom or something, or in the back of the plane. They're procreating. They're having. What are they having? What are they creating? Sad to say. Yes. Putative American citizens. By the millions. And what, 20 years from now? If any of them, some small percentage of them actually come before a liberal left-wing judge who's going to adjudicate their right to be in America, they will have by then 6 children. They'll have 12 grandchildren. They'll be crying. They'll be talking about their child who's a, you know, who's in the Special Olympics, their child who is, you know, blah, blah, wah, wah, sympathy stories. And, of course, all those children and grandchildren, they actually will be, sad to say, Viktor Orban wouldn't have anything to do with this. Viktor Orban and the Hungarians, they don't make somebody a Hungarian just because they had the baby inside the confines inside on the soil of Hungary. They jumped across the border. They crawled over the barbed wire, plopped onto the dirt of Hungary, had a baby, and now that's a Hungarian. The Hungarians are more sane than we are. They've got their Hungarian head screwed on right. That's not a Hungarian. That ain't no Hungarian. That's a Syrian. That's a Somalian. That's a, you know, they don't have a problem with Mexico or Guatemala or Honduras. They're not getting those, but they're getting their version of the same thing, and they get them out. Anyway, the these people, and of course, this is the demon rat strategy. I mean, this is a winning strategy. And as I said, I've said on this show before, we're losing. We are losing. Donald, not because of Donald Trump. Donald Trump is the greatest hero we've got in this whole battle. But we're losing. And Donald Trump would be the first to say that, because the he's a businessman. He looks at the books. He looks at the numbers. You know, if the business is losing money big time, it's not a, oh, it's a good business. I love this business. It's a great business. It's a great story. Yeah, it's losing money hand over fist, but it's a great. No, he's a businessman. This store is a stinking failure. I need to shut it down or fire the executives. Change everything. Fix it. And that's what he sees in our country here. He's looking at the books. If we're going to get a million apprehensions this year, a million. That's the apprehensions. That does not include a single one of the non-apprehended people. How many of those people are there? A million apprehensions, and they are being flown into the country, into the interior of the country. Can you believe it? If you're one of these illegals, can you imagine what it's like to be a Guatemalan? And the nice man in a green suit who's biting his lip as he helps you and your family, your so-called fake family, and some of them are actual families, get on a brand spanking new beautiful American airliner. I'm sure they have in-flight meal service. Yeah. As the stewardess comes around to what would you like? You know, would you like crepe Suzette? What would you like? Would you like maple syrup on that? What would you like to drink? An orange juice with hold the ice? That's what I order, orange juice with hold the ice. Well, on that rare occasion when I can afford to get on an airplane, which is at best once a year. So Well, that's it, folks. Once all those people procreate, and then all those procreated people procreate in turn, America is swamped. We're outnumbered. Now, remember that was our show where I said, you know, the Constitution becomes a problem? Probably a lot of you are gasping when I said that. And I didn't mean to rile anybody up. But see, once all those non-Americans become Americans, once all those non-Europeans become quote-unquote Americans, now all those rights and wonderful things that protected us, that were created by our founding fathers to preserve, to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, not their posterity. Doesn't say that. To secure the blessings of liberty to their posterity, but that's the way it's going now. It's to secure the blessings, with including the Constitution, their posterity. They will have the sword and the shield of the Constitution to protect themselves against whatever effort we make to save our country. That's why I made that, what may have sounded to you like an outrageous statement, that we'd be better off with a Constitution, because then it would just be a pure fight. It would be them against us. You know, just a pure fight, which is what it has been all along. It actually is a pure, it is a fight. But as long as you have all these rules as to how the fight can be waged, actually we then become hamstrung by our own rules. Constitution and every other form of rule. So, for instance, an example of that. Every illegal's right to due process. That's a wonderful, due process is a wonderful principle enshrined in our institutions, created by us as a people. No other people on earth has ever believed in due process. We created the idea. But now it's due process for illegals. They're entitled to a hearing before a judge. They're entitled to legal representation. If they can't afford representation because they have a right to representation, it must be provided by who? By you. You have to pay for that attorney, for them. And if they don't like the attorney, they have a right to decline that attorney. See, there's another right. Just line the rights up. Set them up, bartender. Just rights all the way down the bar. So they can change the attorney. But now they say they were misrepresented by the attorney in the hearing, which they lost. So they have a right. They have a right to appeal. Yes, they have a right to appeal. You see how this, we are bludgeoned by our own institution. And I use the Constitution as an example. So now they file their appeal. And they lose on appeal. But they have a right. They have a right. See, if it were just a fight, we'd either prevail or lose. And if we prevail, we'd, you know, send them back to their territory. And, you know, no thank you. Go back, go home. It's very simple. That's about all the institution. No thank you. Go home. But no, they have a right to appeal. How far? To the U.S. Supreme Court. And some of them have gotten that far. And that can take 10 years and more. Millions of dollars. And every one of them, we're talking millions of people. They have a right. I mean, you just go down the list, you know, the laundry list, you know. Why are they in our elementary schools, in our high schools? They have a right to an education, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And if you oppose them in any way, what are you? Well, you're a hater, and you're a racist. So shut up, and be thankful you are not put in jail. That's where we're going. And we're losing. When we're going there, we're losing. And Donald Trump is not the problem. All of you out there think that Donald Trump is the problem. Please, please. There are other. The problem is not the guy who's trying to solve it. One man by himself, and the only help he has is people like us. All right, let's go to some of those people. Let's go to Bruce in Texas. I'm out of order here, engineer. I apologize, Bruce in Texas. You're first up tonight. What's on your mind, Bruce?
Yes, hello, Mr. Kelso. How do you hear me?
I hear you fine. What's on your mind?
Okay, I'll try to be quick. I'm calling you because you seem to be pretty up on the law and on our history. Correct me if I'm wrong, but the Civil Rights Act of 1965, and then there were follow-on legislations, all culminated in the federal law that a private business cannot discriminate against a customer or an employee based on race or religion or their political beliefs. Am I correct in that assumption?
Well, exactly. The technicality of that particular law, you've got me. I don't know the exact technicalities, but in general, you are correct. And the laundry list of the various rights, you're right on my theme here, it gets longer and longer, just as that phrase LGBTQ XYZ gets longer and longer. So does the list of rights and protected classes. And it gets longer and longer and longer and more insane. So now you're right about that. Where do we go with that? What's your idea?
Okay. Yeah. Yes. And so I called 3 years ago when during the election run up, and I was already hitting on the big tech companies, the big social media, that they need to be regulated. They need the Trump needs to have his AG enforce the Sherman Act, what have you. And now look, they're deplatforming people, and they claim it's because they're a private corporation that they have the right to discriminate against customers based on their political beliefs, on their race, and on their religion. I know Paul Joseph Watson is the only one I know of who's been deplatformed, who's actually filing suit. And I wish the big characters like Alex Jones and other people, maybe a class action lawsuit. I think there's grounds for that. What do you think?
Okay, very good points, Bruce. And that's time flies when you're having fun. You called 3 years ago. That's wonderful. Thank you. Let me step back. One thing you find me doing on this show is I like to look at the forest over the trees. I back up and I'm going to step away from your question and look at the forest. And it goes back to what I was saying about a constitution versus a pure fight. Life is actually a fight. Life is not a question of court hearings and rights and, you know, institutions and so on. Real life. Survival of us as creatures on the face of the earth has been for thousands of years. It's been a struggle for survival. And all the fancy words and all this, the flowery stuff, is stuff that we as Europeans, we added it. And it worked well in our European society. All those fancy institutions we created, they work fine in our world, among us. But when you change that, when you change the whole scene into so that now we're a third world nation, now we're a bunch of Aztecs and Igbo tribesmen and people from Mumbai, those institutions don't work for us anymore. They're used against us, and they have the unintended consequences. So we're in a situation now, to answer your question, and this is the beauty of Donald Trump. Donald Trump is a guy who backed way up, and he looked at the whole scene, and he said, and again, I'm going to use my colorful language. It's the language the president uses. He backed way up, and he looked at the whole scene, and he didn't get tangled in the underbrush of, you know, court decision by this decision on that date, with this, with that, with the precedent. He said, this is bullshit. That's profiling. This is bullshit. And the public just went, whoa, this guy just told the truth. It is bullshit. Flying illegals around the country at our expense is bullshit. And then the solution is, what's the solution? You know, some complicated thing. Well, we need more judges. We got to hire more judges so we can hear their cases expeditiously. And blah, blah, blah. No! Get them out of the country. Stop the bullshit. That's the answer. What the Constitution says, or what, you know, John Locke said, or Montesquieu, or, you know, who cares? That's not the issue. It's bullshit, and it has to stop. And that's what the president, that's why he was elected as president. Now, he's been thwarted by all these, the deep state is using the underbrush of all these little rules and regulations and this and that. Oh, that's obstruction. That's obstruction. Oh, you're obstructing. We got to investigate you. Oh, we want all your tax returns for your whole damn life. We want all the tax returns of all your children. We want every damn thing that's every piece of paper that's ever been associated with you. And we're going to have 5 million attorneys examining every little shred of it until we destroy you. That's what this whole thing is. And what is that? What is all this? What is the attack on Donald Trump? It's bullshit. The whole thing is bullshit. And all of these people are bullshitters. That's what they are, these demon rats, these Joe Bidens, these Kamala Harrises. And so Donald Trump, we're in a fight here, Bruce.
I know. I want to go so the other callers can get on.
Yeah. I like your point very much. But... We're at the point, and this is why Trump rallies are so wonderful, because we're all in there yelling and screaming and roaring our approval for this man, and what we're approving is this guy is calling the bullshit, he's naming it, and he's actually saying it, and he's on issue after issue, the fact that China. That China is getting rich, incredibly rich, off of you and off of me, and that they pay no tariffs with their slave, damn slave labor. That's bullshit. Forget, you know, whatever Milton Friedman said about free enterprise and, you know, oh, we can't do this. We can't have tariffs. That's government. We got to have, you know. You know, and all these people, they have a different axe to grind. You know, minimum government. Ron Paul got caught up in that. You know, less government is better government, on and on and on, and so on, et cetera. What Ron Paul missed is the bullshit. He missed the big issue, the invasion. That's the big issue, and Ron Paul couldn't get that. I hope he gets it now. He's still kind of making a broadcast or something. He's still out there on the scene. And his son is very much a part of the scene. So that is the Trump phenomenon, is this truthfulness, truth, genius and truthfulness in looking at a problem and identifying it, naming it, and saying we've got to, what are we going to do? We're going to stop it. However we have to stop it, and we have to stop it. Bruce, thank you for calling. It's been 3 years. Call back soon. Anyway, that was fun talking to Bruce. The stories, there's so many good ones. Let's get another caller in here. Let's go. Oh my gosh. See, once again, RBN skipped the last break. Okay. Thank you, engineer. RBN skipped a commercial break. So what does that mean? It cost them money. They skipped an advertiser so we could, you know, you and me and the rest of us could all jump up and down and scream at what's going on. And so you've got to make up the difference out there. You've got to send money in. Everybody out there right now, you have the ability right now, wherever you are, there is some means at your disposal right now where you could send some money to RBN. Do it. You know, or send it, if you don't think RBN is worthy, send it to somebody else, but get the cash flowing. Get the money flowing into your movement. And this is the great achievement of Donald Trump. He got elected to the presidency. He might succeed again. He may pull off the miracle again in 2020. In spite of that, I mean, look, the demographics are against him, folks. They're coming in by the millions, and they're voting. They're voting. They're going to vote you out of your country. Hillary got 3 million. Well, we are led to believe by, you know, they may be lying. I'm sure they are lying. But Hillary may have gotten 3 million more votes than Donald Trump. Hey, we lost. And all these demon rats, you know, they go on and on about that. We did. We did lose the popular vote. Now, Donald Trump is correct in saying, well, I didn't fight that fight. I fought the Electoral College fight, which is the actual fight, and I won that fight. So don't make up a different fight and say I lost it. The president is correct in that. But the scary fact remains that the vote is going away. I'm choking myself. Oh, my goodness. I apologize, folks. And I don't apologize for getting carried away. We should all get carried away. But get the money going. Get the money flowing. Donald Trump's political victory is a miracle. It's wonderful. But more important is he created a movement. Thank God he finally created the movement we've needed. And this movement has been prevented. This is one of my sort of sub-themes, and some of you must be annoyed at this because it doesn't relate to you. You never had anything to do with this. So you're going, well, Kelso, stop talking about the white nationalist thing. The creation of a movement of Europeans to save themselves in the way that Viktor Orban has done in Hungary has been prevented for many decades by white nationalism, which identifies with the worst possible person that you could make a mascot of a movement. Okay, if you were going to create a movement and you needed a mascot and your assignment is pick the worst possible mascot, the one who will drive away more people than any other mascot. The president used Alfred E. Newman, called the Buddha booty guy, whatever his name is. He called him Alfred E. Newman. So who's the mascot for Mad Magazine? But so pick the worst possible mascot for your movement that will drive away the most people, will be the least attractive. And I'm talking about European people, white people. If you really want to keep them out of a movement, really kill the movement in the cradle so it's never even born. Hitler. Hitler, that's so easy. And that's what all these guys, I mean, for me, what a dummy I've been to figure this out. I'll talk about it. Let's see. Wait, maybe I won't. Oh, my God. We've used up all our time. And we'll be back tomorrow. My apologies to all the callers that didn't get in. Rain checks for all tomorrow night. See you then.
Don't stop believing.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
This is RBN.